USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus Omicron variant cases are now being reported from coast to coast. After first being detected 22 days ago, all 50 U.S. states now have found a case of the new strain. Cases have also been reported in Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients reminding everyone.
Unvaccinated people are at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID, getting hospitalized, and dying.
Congress will launch an investigation into the Astroworld concert that claimed the lives of 10 people. The House Oversight Committee hearing will focus on Live Nation's role in the planning and safety of the November event. The committee is requesting information from the entertainment company by early January with a briefing to follow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The NHL is officially announcing its players will not participate in the 2020 Winter Olympics in Beijing. The league citing its regular season as being materially disrupted as COVID cases rise and games continue to get postponed. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman saying 50 games already have been postponed through December 23rd. Olympic participation is no longer feasible. Bettman went on to add, the league looks forward to Olympic participation in 2026. Jurors in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial have one more day to reach a verdict before Christmas. The jury returning to the Manhattan courtroom today to decide Maxwell's fate. She's accused of helping convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein recruit and abuse girls. Epstein committed suicide under suspicious circumstances in a jail cell 2 years ago while awaiting his own trial. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Two Michigan police officers are recovering after getting shot east of Flint on Tuesday. The two officers were rushed to the hospital and both are expected to recover. Genesee Sheriff Chris Swanson telling reporters at a press conference that the investigation is ongoing.
This is a long game. I've been in close contact with our prosecutor, David Layton. His office has assisted us with search warrants to gather more evidence. We only have one suspect, and as I said, that suspect is deceased.
Sheriff Swanson thanking the officers for responding quickly and helping escort those injured to the hospital. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says California will require healthcare workers to get booster shots against the coronavirus.
The Democratic governor said Tuesday the action will ensure hospitals are prepared as a new variant spreads throughout the state. Governor Gavin Newsom's California already requires healthcare workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now it joins New Mexico as at least the second state to require healthcare workers to get a booster shot. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Tonight's Powerball drawing could result in a whole lot of extra holiday cheer for someone out there. The jackpot stands at a whopping $378 million. The cash option works out to just shy of $276 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.